We're 91.7 KXT. Our KXT live sessions are all made possible through the support of Jason Writings. My name's Jeannie, and today we have Adia Victoria here in studio with us. She's a blues artist based in Nashville. She's got this really great new album called Beyond the Bloodhounds, and a show tonight, Three Links in Deep Ellum. Adia, it's great to have you here with your band today. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
All right, which song are you going to play for us first?
Horrible Weather. Just fine while it blows, baby, it blows. And when the wind sets us down, feet on the ground, a rainbow is over our head. And there ain't no one around, whole damn town blew away, wound up dead. The rain don't fall, sun don't shine, your black thundercloud, it is the same as mine. Horrible weather, it ties me together to you, it ties me to you. And when the wind blows cold, it blows awful hard. Be still my heart, be still my heart, it's horrible weather. It ties me together to you. It ties me to you, to you, to you. Thank you.
91.7 KXT live here in studio with the Dia Victoria and her band. Thank you again for coming in today.
Thank you again for having us.
All right. Well, I was watching this panel discussion that you were on back in the fall, and you were talking about how art exists to upset the status quo. And I know as an artist who you've lived in New York, you lived for a little bit in Europe, and now you're based out of Nashville. Do you see a lot of status quo, unquote, unquote, in Nashville?
Absolutely. I think Nashville right now, it's finding itself in a little bit of a rut. I think they've reached as far as beer and pickup trucks can take them, and people are asking for more. And luckily right now, there's a group of artists that are stepping up to the challenge and reclaiming the spirit of Nashville, something that Music Row has failed to do.
Well, I know that you're friends with Those Darlins, and they definitely kind of fit into that, you know, not so Nashvillian, so to speak.
Yeah, we're friends.
And you grew up in South Carolina, and it sounded like a little bit like you wanted to get out as soon as you could.
Yeah, I just felt that South Carolina couldn't hold me. I felt that I was somehow bigger than what that state had to offer. So I ran away to New York, and then I realized how Southern I was. So I had to go back home and face my demons.
Well, also, as an artist who does come from the South and whose work is definitely informed by it, do you feel like it's necessary to make peace with where you're from or to kind of politely keep your distance, so to speak?
I mean, for me, I don't know if I'll ever be able to make peace. I think I'll always toil and fight with the South. Actually recently decided that I would go home and die in South Carolina. And I feel like it's always going to be my muse as an artist, is this troublesome relationship that I have with the South. I don't think there's anywhere else I can live.
All right. Well, thank you again for coming in today. Would you play us another song?
Sure. This song is called Hell and Shame, and I wrote it about growing up in Spartanburg County, South Carolina. Hell and shame. Stay away, 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 away. A murder of crows, they followed her home, and they didn't leave much, just a bed of bones. Get away, away.
It's Adia Victoria live here in the KXT studio. My name's Jeannie. Thank you again for coming in today. I'm really in love with your album, Beyond the Bloodhounds. It's, you know, this word haunted probably gets tossed around quite a bit, but it's just a beautifully haunting album and just speaks volumes about, you know, you as an artist. And I have this question about you, or actually this quote that you have about, I've always been drawn to themes of women and times of darkness.
Yes.
I love that.
Me too.
I mean, how you kind of embrace the unpleasantness and, you know, the light comes out with your art. So it's a beautiful, beautiful job you're doing there.
Thank you very much.
And what was it like working with Roger from Yola Tango?
I mean, it was an interesting experience. I was forced to reckon with a lot of parts of myself for those 3 years. He challenged me as an artist. He said there's a difference between writing songs for yourself, which is kind of just like singing your diary, and then making yourself available for an audience. So he taught me how to open myself up and share my story with other people, which was terrifying for me, but also extremely liberating in a way. I think that I learned more in those 3 years about myself as a woman and an artist than I had previously.
So it sounds like he was a really good mentor to you as well.
Absolutely.
Do you have any other mentors that you can think?
Let me see. Toni Morrison, she's one. Fiona Apple is one too. And Bell Hooks.
Adia, thank you again. Thank you and your band for coming in today. This has been a real honor.
Thank you.
All right. Adia Victoria, great new album called Beyond the Bloodhounds, and she's also at Three Links in Dallas tonight, so do not miss that. My name's Jeannie. We are 91.7 KXT. Our 91.7 KXT live sessions are all made possible through the support of Jason Writings.